over. Je hoort Chris op de achtergrond, hij leidt ons rond. We komen nu op in een van de slaapkamers in het Quax House. The bedroom, I think.
Well, it was, but not originally. Originally, as I said, the family used the upstairs for bedrooms and for dining. And this was originally the dining room of the house. There was a gallery landing, a dining room here, and across the gallery on the other side were the after-dinner rooms. But when the house was extended in 1887, they put a downstairs dining room in, and this was converted into a guest bedroom with a very large four-poster bed.
Alle informatie kun je vinden op de site van het park, quaxpark.co.uk. Maar kom eens een keer kijken. Chris is er altijd, die kan je altijd allerlei dingen vertellen. We zijn in de bibliotheek nu en lopen met Chris. Many books, we cannot read them anymore, I think.
No. They're readable, but obviously we don't let the visitors look at them because they're very delicate. There are about 300 books in here, mainly of travel books, natural history books. And this is the room where the major would plan his expeditions. There's a big table in the middle where he would lay out his maps. But this is where the family originally would come after dinner. The gentlemen would come in here for their cigars and port and brandy.
In fact, it's a quiet room.
It is. This is actually it. But one particular centerpiece of this room is a Congreve clock, which is standing on the large table in the middle. It doesn't use a pendulum. It uses a plate with a ball running across the plate to turn the hands. You still have to wind it up as you do with a pendulum clock. But as I say, it doesn't have a pendulum. And every 30 seconds, the ball crosses from one side to the other.
It's been a day.
Yeah, and you have an hour hand, a minute hand, and a second hand. Mm. The second hand doesn't move until it gets to the end, and it does 30 seconds. Yeah. 30 seconds each way. And it's perpetual motion.
Yeah. Congreve rolling ball clock noemen ze dat. Hij is 200 jaar oud.